Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wonderful moment, Lord, that we could come into thy presence and praise thee and glorify thee and magnify thee. As we come into thy presence, Heavenly Father, we recognize who you are. You are the King of kings and Lord of lords. You created, you called, and you commanded the hosts of the universe. You own everything in this universe. As thy word says, Father, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell therein. Everything belongs to thee, Father. Everyone is thy servant, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And no one can go against thy commandment, Father. You command even the demons, and Father, they obey you. You command the kings and princes of this earth, and they obey you. And those who don't obey you, Father, you know, Father, what has happened to them. Because you are Almighty God, and you do everything for the glory of thy Son, Jesus Christ. And you do everything that is right, Father. And so this moment we come against the powers of darkness that are gathering together, the principalities and powers in darkness that are gathering together in these last days. And we come against them in the name of Jesus Christ as New Jerusalem Church and bind them, Father. Hallelujah. The powers of darkness in USA and all over the world. As your word says, be still. We command, Father, that all the powers of darkness will be quiet, that the Son of God Almighty and His Church can take over the world. Father, we understand that all this warfare is not taking place in the flesh, but taking place in the Spirit. Father, we pray that the army of God will move forward with Thy Church and restore the kingdom back to our Father in the universe. For you created it, it belongs to you, Father. And we surrender it back to you for your glory. Send a great revival in the US and all over the world. Those who want this country and the rest of the world to go backward, we command them and we bind them. In the name of Jesus Christ as New Jerusalem Church, let the name alone be exalted. Let the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost exercise their will. Thy will be done on earth, Father, even as it is in heaven. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Amen. When we read the book of Revelation, we see some of the things that the enemy is trying to do. The topic of this message is, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. Nothing that is planned against God's children that are part of His true church will come to pass. But before we talk about the protection and how the enemy cannot prevail against the church of the living God, we also need to understand two important things. Jesus Christ said in the Gospels, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The gates of hell can prevail against a man, a woman, against individual beings, but the gates of hell cannot prevail against the church of the living God. The church is a mystery. The church has been created to overcome everything. The church was created before the foundation of the world in past eternity. The church is destined to the throne, and the church is the one to whom all judgment, all authority, and all creation has been submitted. And that is why in the book of Romans we read, all creation, Romans 8, all creation waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. Because to all creation that is going through a pain right now, it was revealed and explained that this pain will continue until the sons of God, the church of the living God, start ruling over this universe. God gave everything to His Son Jesus, and Jesus has given everything to His bride, the church. But today, we see the powers of darkness regrouping in USA and all over the world. And so we wonder, why is God silent? Why is the church silent? Is God powerless? Is the church losing power? No. What is happening was already forecast 2,000 years back. The Romans thought that by banishing John the Baptist to the Isle of Patmos, they can end Christianity. But God had a different plan. In the Isle of Patmos, God protected John the Apostle and gave him the book of Revelation. And the book of Revelation, in Revelation 12, verse 12, it says, the devil hath but a short time. The devil has a short time. What does it mean? See, many thousands and thousands of years back, the devil and his hosts, who were living on planet Earth before human beings were created, ascended up to God's throne in order to overcome God. And the fire came from God's presence and consumed the devil, who was called Lucifer, and his hosts, and their bodies were consumed, and only their spirits were still alive. And therefore, because the devil and his hosts could not have their way, and they could not become God, and they got consumed when they tried to become God, now they are against God and everything he does, which is why they deceived Eve in the Garden of Eden, thinking that by getting them out of the Garden of Eden, they can kill the human race that is made in the image of God. But God had a different plan, and he sent the second Adam, who was successful, who was victorious, and redeemed us back to God as his children, back into the Garden of Eden, back into the presence of God, where we can hear his voice. And also, he told the devil in the Garden of Eden, don't think that because you deceived the woman, God's plan will be ruined. No, out of the woman a seed shall come that will be Jesus Christ and his church, and they will crush your head, O devil. And the days we are living in right now has been foretold in the book of Timothy. Men shall be violent, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. And that is all that is happening. We see all that is happening. Those who are righteous and those who are holy being persecuted, and those who are hard-born criminals going away scot-free. But the Bible says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I, God, will be exalted in the earth. So let's talk about what day we are living in right now. The Bible says in Revelation 12:12, the devil is angry. The devil is mad. He has great wrath, which means that he's terrified because a little sheet of paper has been given to the devil, and he has been told that on this day, this hour, this minute, this second, you're done. And you will be cast with your demons into the lake of fire. You are loose for this thousands of years, but your time is coming to an end. And the judgment is going to take place, and the church is going to judge you and cast you into hell. And therefore, Revelation 12:12, therefore rejoice ye heavens and ye that dwell in them. And that means us, even though we are, our feet are walking on this earth, we are in heaven spiritually. But woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down to you having great wrath. Revelation 12:12, because he knoweth that he had but a short time. So what you see happening in the US and all over the world is a reflection of the frantic terror that the devil has. He feels like He's getting defeated. He's got to do something. And that if he doesn't do something, he'll get crushed. But he will get crushed anyway. And that's why the word of God says, the devil may fight, but the people of God, the kingdom of God, the church of the living God needs to understand that we have power and authority over the enemy. Instead of fretting and fuming over what is happening in the USA and all over the world, we need to take the power and authority of God that He gave us as His children, as members, as part of the body of Christ, New Jerusalem Church, as in Ephesians 5. For we are members of His body, of His flesh, and of His bones. We need to command the enemy to flee. The Bible says in the book of Peter, do not give place to the enemy. The enemy cannot do anything against us or our family unless we give him room. And at the Church of the Living God, we need to stand united. We might be few, but we are with Jesus and we are majority because God and the heavenly army is with us. So Satan is furious, huh? Well, that's because the snake knows that its head is going to be crushed. And the snake knows that it's going to be burnt in fire. The poisonous snake's reign is come to an end. The church has taken over. Therefore, God in Psalms chapter 2 verses 1 to 4 is asking the heathen, the wicked people in this world who think they can get away with it, a question. Psalm 2 verses 1 to 4. Why do the heathen rage? The word heathen refers to ungodly people, crooked people, hard-born criminals, regardless of the position they are in. Their desire is to honor their demonic god, Satan. And they are called the heathen. Why do the heathen rage? Psalm 2, 1 to 4. Why are they mad? And why are the people imagining a vain thing? So God is asking a question. Why are they mad? And why are they thinking useless things? What are the useless things that they are thinking? The kings of the earth, the rulers, all over the earth, set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. God has anointed certain people to be in power and authority in the US and all over the world. He is the one who sets them. And the Bible says, be subject to the rulers and authorities as long as it does not contradict the laws of the Bible. But there are people in the US and all over the world who are demon-possessed that try to take counsel and discuss and try to come against those whom God has anointed. One person as such is President Donald Trump. He was anointed to take over this country. And Mike Pence was anointed to be the vice president. And today, there are powers of darkness that are mad. There are witches all over this country that are beating their drums to try to use their demonic power to take over the president and the vice president and the Holy Bible in this land. So let's see, what are they saying? They are saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. They are saying, no, we don't want this Christianity. We don't want this Bible. They are trying to bring Bible back to schools. They are trying to retain God and the dollar. They are trying to defeat abortion. And so let's get rid of the Christians. And let's get rid of President Trump and Vice President Pence, is what these demon-possessed, rats in this country are saying. They are trying their best to wipe out Christianity, and they are trying their best to wipe out President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence, who have been anointed by God to lead this nation and the rest of the world. So let's see, what is God's response to this people? Bible says in Psalm 2, verses 1 to 4, "He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh." You know, all these demon-possessed people are coming against Christians. They are coming against the duly, orderly elected president of this country who stands for Christianity and the Word of God. And you sit and wonder and say, oh my goodness, look at them. Look at what they are trying to do. They want to wipe out Christians from the U.S. They want to wipe out the president and the vice president. What do we do now? Lord, do something. And what you hear is loud laughter from the throne of God. You know, when God Almighty starts laughing, it's very, very dangerous. God doesn't always laugh. But when he starts laughing, then it's the demons and rats are in serious trouble. A dog was once barking at a lion, and the lion was quiet. The dog said, "Oh, wow. I can go ahead and overcome this lion." So the dog went closer and closer to the lion, started barking. And when the dog got really close to the lion took its paw and gave one gentle tap. And the dog broke into pieces. Like a piece of paper that was torn into pieces, the dog was torn into pieces by the paw of the lion. And that is how Jesus Christ is. He laughs at these dogs. He laughs at these rats. He laughs at these demons. And he's, okay, come close. And when they get really close, they're completely wiped out. That is why the Bible says the Lord shall have them in derision. See, our God doesn't do anything until they get really close. You know, they say that people who have the concealed handgun license, they go through training. You know, just because you have a handgun, when you see a bad guy, just don't go ahead and shoot him. If he gets really close and you feel like there's no other option, that's the time you pull out your gun and shoot him. And God follows spiritual and heavenly laws. He's not going to go around killing the demons and the rats all over this world and all over the U.S. He's going to wait until they do their maximum level of iniquity so everyone can know how bad they can get. And then suddenly judgment will strike. It will come in the form of a tsunami. It may come in the form of a tornado. It may come in the form of anything, maybe a nuclear attack from the enemy. But we don't know what will happen. So what they say is, don't irritate the lion. Don't wake up a sleeping giant. Don't try to bark against a lion. And that's why they say, dogs bark at the sun every morning. I've actually seen those dogs bark at the sun. When the sun rises up, they are mad. They bark at the sun. The sun doesn't stop shining because the dogs bark at it. Isaiah 54, verses 14 to 15 and 17 says this. This is the answer of God. After God laughs at those who want to come against Christianity, when those people want to come against the demons and the rats, after God stops laughing, then he starts speaking. And he speaks in Isaiah 54, verses 14 to 15 and 17. In righteousness thou shalt be established. Those in the country, those in the US and all over the world who don't practice righteousness and who want to promote wickedness, they will be destroyed unless they repent. Jesus said, except you repent, you will all likewise perish. They came to Jesus and said, you know, there were 12 people, sweet people, nice people, and the Romans completely killed them and made their blood run to the ground. And Jesus said, except you people repent. There are news reporters all over this country who keep spreading fake news. And God says, unless you repent from all these lies that you're scattering all over the globe, you will perish. Repentance means total repentance, coming back to Jesus, embracing Jesus and God. You know, one thing that we need to declare to this world, to the demons and the rats and all the powers of darkness and the fake news media, is that you are not going to win fighting against God. So you will know God's true church, New Jerusalem Church, the church of the living God, about whom Jesus said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. It is very much active in USA and all over the world. And you are not going to prevail against church. If you cannot prevail against God's church, how are you going to prevail against God Almighty? Oh, you say, yeah, I will wipe out God. Yeah. That's why you hear laughter from the throne of God. Because you cannot even overcome gravity. You fall without a parachute from a 10-story building, your skull will be crushed to pieces. You walk through the fire, you will be burnt. And you get close to the sun, you will be consumed. And how can you come against God who created the sun and many suns bigger than this sun in our Milky Way galaxy? Therefore, the Bible says, as a warning to those who would come against, dare to come against God's anointed, a warning to those who would try to come against Christians who inhabit the Church of the Living God, New Jerusalem Church. God says to us, Isaiah 54, it's very interesting, all these people coming against God and against His church, and God just laughs at them, but He doesn't talk to them, but He talks to His church. Isaiah 54, 14 to 15 and 17, and tells His church and His people, my children, in righteousness shalt thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression. They may try to oppress you, but they will not get close to you. For thou shalt not fear, and thou shalt not be terrorized. For it shall not come near thee, my church. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. They may gather together saying, we need to wipe out the God's anointed authorities. We need to wipe out the Church of the Living God. We need to wipe out Christianity. But the Bible tells us, whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. And here is the greatest promise to the children of God. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. I heard a news report and photographic evidence that Iran and Syria tried to attack Israel, and a big sandstorm came, and the sandstorm was so fierce and so furious they couldn't even see, and so they couldn't attack Israel. So the Bible tells us, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. This was written for Israel, but it also is a promise to the Church of the Living God. Every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. People who are trying to accuse Christians and the Church of the Living God, New Jerusalem Church, all over the world. Oh, you people, demons and rats and all you powers of darkness that are trying to accuse the Church, you will be condemned. Because this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of God. Whom the Lord forgives and protects, no one can condemn. In 2 Kings 1 chapter verse 10, there were a bunch of loonies that tried to make fun of a prophet, and they sent 50 armed guards to go capture the prophet. The prophet was up on a mountain and he was praying to God, and the 50 people came and said, "We come from the army of the king of Israel and Judah. And according to the commandment of the king, O prophet, come down, for you are under arrest." And Elijah answered and said to the captain of 50, "If I be a man of God, then let fire come down from heaven and consume thee and thy 50. And there came down fire from heaven and consumed him and his 50. When you come against God and get very close to him and against his children, God, first you hear a laugh, loud laughter. Then you hear God speak to his people and comfort them. And if you still resist God, then fire will come down from God's throne and consume those who come against him." In Revelation 29, after the 1,000 years were over, where Jesus Christ and the church reigned on the earth. And by the way, when the church comes back with Jesus Christ, we will reign on this earth for 1,000 years. Yes, the sinners and the wicked people, probably the demons and rats that we see nowadays, will still be there. But the church and Jesus Christ will be reigning on planet earth for 1,000 years. After 1,000 years, the devil who was cast into the lake of fire will be turned loose. And he will go and deceive all those wicked people, including the demons and the rats, and bring them to fight against God and his church and the holy city. But the Bible says, this demonic army went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp, surrounded the camp of the saints about and the beloved city. And the Bible tells us that fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. That's why it says in the book of Malachi, on that day, the wicked, the demons and the rats, shall be ashes under the soles of your feet. And you will tread upon the wicked, and you will be my jewels and my precious stones in my crown for all eternity. Those who come against God's children, unless they repent, they will die. Exodus 4:19. And the Lord said unto Moses in Midian, "Go, return into Egypt, for all men are dead which sought thy life." Exodus 14:30. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. Jeremiah 1:19. And they shall fight against thee. Bring it on. Come on. Try to fight against the church. Try to fight against the anointed authorities of God. Bring it on. We are ready for you, demons and rats. Because Jeremiah 1:19 says, they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee. For I am with thee, saith the Lord, to deliver thee. Amen. God is with us. The Lord of hosts is our refuge. He is with the church of the living God, and God Almighty is the one who created the universe, and his power is unlimited. So those who fight against the Lord's anointed, those who fight against the church of the living God, are not fighting against human beings. They are fighting in God Almighty, and God will deal with them directly. At the same time, these demons and rats and ungodly people, we should not hate them. We should love them. And we should pray for their salvation. That God, peradventure, may have mercy on some of them and redeem them. For it is not God's will that anyone be cast into the lake of fire. So those demons and rats, human beings that are living like devils on planet Earth in the USA and all over the world, let us pray for them that God will open their eyes, that they will be transformed from demons into angels, that God will change them from filthy rats into lion's whelps. God can transform. God can empower. God can change. But if they reject the patience of God, if they reject the prayers of the Church of the Living God, and if they reject God's continued warnings, there is a point of no return. At that point, you alone, O demons and rats and ungodly people, at that point, you alone are responsible for your destruction. Don't wait until God laughs. Don't wait until God talks to his people. Don't wait until fire comes down from heaven and destroy you. Come into the Church of the Living God, New Jerusalem. Fall on your knees. Surrender your life before God Almighty. Because the Bible says, at the name of Jesus Christ, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. May the Lord bless these words and strengthen us.